Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masachet Baba Batra, Daf Mem Vav Amud Bet. Aris Ein Lo Chazaka. The next line in our Mishnah, the fourth Mishnah of the third Perek, listing those categories of people who cannot have a Chazaka, includes an Aris. Aris Ein Lo Chazaka. A sharecropper. Amai, Ad Ha'idna Pal Gav Ashta Kula. Why not? Up until now, he was seizing half or a third or a quarter, whatever his percentage was, of the yield, and now he's taking all of it. So an Aris really should have a Chazaka. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees, and he says, Barisei Batei Avot. We're talking about Arisim that have been with the family for generations, and they have this long-standing relationship, and one year they'll take all of the fruit, and the next year they'll take none of it. They have this kind of arrangement, so therefore, seizing all of the fruit does not prove that they now own the field. It just means that that's their year. Amar Nachman, Aris Shorid Arisin Tachtav. And if an Aris had other Arisin come in his place, Yesh Lo Chazaka. There's a Chazaka there. Why? My time. Adalavin Inish Tanachti Arisi Lo Are Veshatik. A person doesn't allow other Arisin to come in his field and say nothing about it. So the fact that the owner doesn't protest proves a Chazaka. But, Amar Rav Yochanan, Aris Shechilek Lo Arisin. If an Aris delegated areas and said, each in that area you take, and that you take to other sharecroppers and the chazaka, it doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove that he now owns the field, he's giving it out, my taima. And Ramanya Maal Mashavi, he's the owner, just asked him to do some delegation. And so that's what he did. Okay, Shalach Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov. So he asked him the following question. Amdeinu Rabbeinu. Aris Me'id O Eino Me'id. Can an Aris testify about the ownership of the land? Havayati Rav Yosef Kameh. Rav Yosef was in front of him. Marle Hachim Ashwil, he quoted Shmuel and said, Aris Me'id. Then an Aris can. Vatanya inomeid, but a brighter says that he can't. So Lokasha, here's the solution. Adika Parabara, if there's fruit on the land, he can't testify because he has a vested interest in the Balabite owning it, so he'll get his cut. Vataleka Parabara, if there's no fruit on the land right now, then he could testify because he doesn't have a stake in the ownership of the land. I have a curious little editorial note on Malek. Tanarabanan, it's Arev, Malve, Lokeach, and Kablan. Arev may the love. A guarantor can testify that that land belongs to the borrower on whose loan he signed. Because remember, you can't, the lender cannot go after the arev. He has to go direct to the love. Fudid le'ar achriti. But that's only if the love has other land besides that one, so that the arev won't be on the hook. If, let's say, that's the only land the love has, and he testifies that he owns it, he's very interested in the love owning that. Because if the love owns no land, he'll be on the hook for the debt. Malva made the lova. Same thing, a lender can testify that a lova owns land. And again, as long as he has other land besides that. Lokeach Rishon made the Lokeach Shein. Same thing, the first buyer in sequence can testify that the next guy owns that land, he sold it to him. Again, that he has other land so that there won't be an Achrayot thing of coming back to the Lokeach Rishon. Kablan. Now, Kablan is a super Arev, that's what we're calling it. An Arev who's the one who gets the money from the Malveh, hands it over to the Loveh, and takes direct responsibility for the debt, and the Malveh will deal with this at the end of the Masechet. The Malveh can go directly to the Kablan for collection. Amri Lameid, Vamri Laino Meid. Some people say he can, some people say he can't. Amri Lameid, why? Arev Dami is like an Arev, and an Arev can be made. Of course, that's only if the guy has other land. Vamri Laino Meid, why? The Nechale, even if he has other land, Nechale to Lahavu B'yadei Tavayu. He'd rather the Loveh has more lands. This land and the other land. Why? If the Baal Chov comes, he'll have choices in the Loveh's property. He won't go to the Kablan. Remember, in the case of an Arev, he can only come to the Arev if the Loveh has nothing. But in the case of a Kablan, he can come directly to the Kablan. So if he sees the Loveh has this property, that property, the other property, that'll give him more choices. So therefore, I, the Kablan, have an interest in the borrower having more properties. And therefore, my testimony about him having the property helps me, even though he has other property. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Uman ain't no chazaka, but ben uman yesh to chazaka. So the Mishnah says that an uman doesn't have chazaka, but Rabbi Yochanan says his son does. Arisa ain't no chazaka, ben arisa yesh to chazaka. Same thing with the sharecropper. His son does. Gazlan uven gazlan ain't no chazaka. But neither a gazlan nor his son has a chazaka. Ben b'no shel gazlan yesh to chazaka. So a gazlan is simply one generation removed. Only his grandson has chazaka. What's going on? Hechidami, ida atum tanata devuon. If each one of them comes and says, my father owned it, then I feel achramilo. None of them should have it because we said an uman has no chazaka and Aris has no chazaka. Certainly gazlan has no chazaka. None of them should have chazaka. Ida lo atum tanata devuon. But if each one of them claims, I bought the land. In fact, my father was an Aris is irrelevant. I feel the Ben Gazlan Nami. The fact that my father was a thief doesn't have to do with it either. So lo tzricha de ka'amri edim faninu hodalo. Here's the case. Edim come and testify that the father, the claimant admitted to the father, to the aris, to the uman, to the gazlan, that he owns the property. In the case of the aris and the uman, makes sense. We have reason to believe that the edim are telling the truth, and that this guy really said, "Yeah, you own this property, you own this wool, you own this land." Hi, avagavda odinami lo mehemun. But even if the claimant had really come to the gazlan and said in front of witnesses, "Yeah, you own it," we still don't believe him. Why? He didn't mean it. Kederav kahana. The Amar of Kahana, Ilav the Odule, the fellow knows, if I don't admit to him, he's going to take me and my donkey to the court, or to the local clerk. In other words, he's going to start running me through the system, and he has the power to do it, and it's not worth it, so I admit it to him, and I'll find some other way to get it back. So my admission to him is not testimony that I really have given up my claim on it, or that I don't own it. All right. Amar Rava, Pamim Shafilu Ben Beno Shel Gazlan Namim L'Chazaka. By the way, a Gazlan's grandson could also not have a chazaka. How's that? He brings a witness that says, this fellow told my grandfather he owns the land. My grandfather, the Gazlan. You don't have a claim. All right. Hechidami Gazlan. What is a Gazlan for these purposes? Rabbi Yochanan says, we have to know that this field, the word went out that this field has been robbed. You don't need that. You can go and debate Plony. Certain family, we don't remember the name anymore, thank God. Shorgin Fashotal is Kibamon. They kill people for money. In other words, if there's a particular family, that family can never have chazak on land ever. Because we know that these guys will run ramshaw. It's like kind of like Lahavda, hopefully. What we said about the Resh Kaluta. You can never have a chazak on the Resh Kalutas. They can never be machsi because everybody's afraid of them. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, what about the people in our Mishnah who are no longer serving in that position? Do you say that somebody who was once an Uman, he can never have a Chazaka? An Uman who is no longer a Chazaka? An Uman who is no longer an Uman, Yishlo Chazaka. Arisa Mechazaka, Yishlo Chazaka. A sharecropper who is no longer a sharecropper has Chazaka on land. Ben Shechalak, if you have a son, remember in our Mishnah we talked about a son can't be Machzik his father's property, a woman can't be Machzik her husband's property, vice versa. Ben Shechalak, if a son separated himself from the family, Vishajin Kashar, a woman got divorced, they're like anybody else, they can machzik. Now, Bishlo Ben Shechalak, I understand why I need to tell me about the son. I might think that father's mochel, it's my son. Okay, he separated himself financially, but I'm mochel the land, and therefore being there is not a chazaka. Kamashpalan, once he separates, he's a separate guy, and his presence on the land is something the father would protest, if not for the fact that he really owned it. But if a woman's divorced, it's a no-brainer that obviously she can be machzik on this fellow, her ex-husband's land. So lo tzricha shenit gar b'mgoresh v'en mgoresh. We're talking about a case of suffik erushin, like, for instance, the guy threw the get, and it was suffik karvlo, suffik karvla. In the meantime, what's her status? Anytime you see that phrase, the husband has to keep supporting her. If that's the case, we would think that she's still tied into the land, and therefore she can't be machzik. The answer is that the husband would not let her sit on the land at that point, and therefore her presence is a chazaka. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Ali Huni. Quotes Rav Huna saying, "Kulan sheviu raya." Any of the people in our Mishnah who don't have a chazaka, but if they bring a shtar or edim that they own the land, raya tan raya, that's good. Chazaka is just not enough for them, but it doesn't mean they can never own land. Umamidin sadebi adan, we give them the field. But gazlan sheviu raya, if a gazlan brought a proof, ain raya to raya, we don't accept it. Ain mamidin sadebi ado, a gazlan could just never get anything. So my kamash, what's that teaching? Tanina, we have the Mishnah in Gittin about the sikari. Lakach misikri kon. Let's say you bought land from a land thief. Chazav lakach malabait. Then you went and made a proper kinyan from the original owner. Mekchol batel, doesn't work. Because we assume that the balabayit's agreement there was just out of fear, and he didn't really mean to. But what's very clear is that your purchase from the sikri kon is nothing. So why is Rav Huna saying this? The answer is lafuke mi derav. Which is interesting, because Rav Huna is, of course, Rav's Talmid Mufak. When does the Baal HaBayit sale not have any meaning here? When he just said, go take possession of a shtar kana, but if he gives you a shtar, then it is a kinyan. So Rav Huna is coming to say that that's not good enough. Kamash Malkar Shmuel, that Rav Huna in this case is siding with Shmuel. That even if the guy wrote you a shtar, it's still not your property, because it was already seized from him by the sikari. It's only if he writes achrayut nechasim in it, then we see he really meant to give it over to you. Rabbi Masayim Bar Mishmei de Rabbi Nachman, he added the following: Karka ein al malot yeshto. When a gazlan comes to court making his claim, so we don't give him the land, but we do let him get his purchase price back. That's only if the Edim say, in our presence, he counted out the money. But if all the Edim do is they say, in our presence, the seller admitted that he owed the buyer admitted that he owed money to this guy, then we don't give him the money back. Same thing we had earlier, that everybody's intimidated by this gazlan, so he might admit that he owes money, even though he doesn't really owe money. And so therefore, we won't give him the money. Only if people testify that we saw the money changing hands, and this guy paid money for the field, so we don't give him the field, because as a gazlan, he can't have any chazaka, but we will give him his money back. All right, we'll stop at this point. We're going to pick up with the famous sugya of Modah, about Halyu V'Zovin, on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet, and the Din of Rav Huna, in the next podcast. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.